UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is relieved that the military operations in northern Sri Lanka have ended, but he says he is deeply troubled by the loss of so many civilian lives. He says every effort must be made to begin a process of healing and national reconciliation.
The legitimate concerns and aspirations of the Tamil people and other minorities must be fully addressed. We must recognize the profound pain, particularly in communities affected by the conflict and among so many who lost loved ones to the violence. We urgently need to treat the wounds of a war that has alienated the communities in the island for almost 3 decades.
The Tamil Tigers began fighting for an independent state more than 25 years ago. The civil war has claimed more than 70,000 lives and made millions more homeless. The Sri Lankan government began its so-called fight to the finish early this year. Since then, more than 250,000 people have been displaced and thousands killed. Mr. Ban says reports of possible rights violations during the final stages of the bloody battle should be investigated.
Wherever serious and credible allegations are made of grave and persistent violations of international humanitarian laws, these should be properly investigated. As you may know, the High Commissioner for Human Rights has already called for that investigation. I hope these allegations are handled through appropriate procedures.
The High Commissioner has accused both the government and Tamil Tigers of possibly committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. Mr. Ban says he will visit some of the hardest hit areas, including the conflict zone, to assess conditions on the ground. He says he is very concerned about the safety and welfare of the civilian population. He says it is critical to address the immediate needs of the Tamil people, to work for reintegration and reconstruction of the society, and to achieve a sustainable and equitable political solution. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.